I'm Jared Knight. I'm filling in for Dr. John Mark Dempsey here on the Blacklands Cafe, and we welcome to the Blacklands Cafe the mayor of Commerce, Mr. Wyman Williams. Sir, welcome.
Good morning, Jared.
You've got some things going on here in Commerce that are notable, and I wanted to start, if you don't mind, with some improvements that are planned for Centennial Park here in Commerce.
Well, the improvements are pretty much installed, except for a walking trail. And last night at the council meeting, we did an agreement with the county where they're going to provide the materials for this walking trail, and the city will install them. And that'll pretty much complete the improvements to Centennial Park.
And this will be over and above the skate park, which has been installed.
Right, and you can go there right now and skate on it.
Concrete's all dry. It's
Concrete's dry. It's complete. It's well-designed. It's almost safe, if you are safe.
Right, yeah. If you know what you're doing out there, man, you could have a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
If not, read the warnings.
Read the warnings. Be careful.
What is a neighborhood empowerment zone?
Well, what it is, this is a city-determined geographic area that will be eligible for benefits in the way of financial incentives, and that is the reduction or elimination of city fees to for building fees, and also a chance to have from 1 to 3 years relief on city taxes on the improvements to the property.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is to take a section of town that has a lower value than the rest of the city as far as taxable value and incentivize the people who own property there to improve their property and give them some benefit, financial benefit for doing that.
How does it work exactly? Do they apply for the benefits that they could potentially get, property owners would?
Everyone who does anything to their property to improve it has to go through the process of obtaining a building permit.
Mm-hmm.
So when they are in that geographic area that the city council delineates as an empowerment zone, they're automatically qualified for the no fees or no cost for the fees that are normally charged.
What sort of benefits are we talking about?
We're talking about low or no cost fees to get building permits. They will have to pay the normal fees for inspection since that is done by an outside firm.
Sure.
And then when they complete the project and their taxable value has increased, for the first year, for sure, they won't have to pay taxes on that increased value. City taxes. Now, they have to pay the other taxing entities. And then they can qualify for up to 2 more years of no tax from the city on their improvements. And it's just a process that's offered as an incentive to get people to upgrade their property.
I think it'll make a difference.
I think it will, too.
And, of course, I saw that the public input process for these neighborhood empowerment zones are going to happen on various dates throughout the end of July and mid-August, and we'll post those locations and times at ketr.org. So there's another benefit to being in Commerce, particularly whenever you are able to bring folks in and have them to experience our town here, and that is the hotel occupancy tax. There were some changes made to the way that process works.
That is true. This is a tax that is charged to everyone who stays in one of the hotel rooms in our town. And it builds up over the year, and we as the city council have the ability to distribute that money to entities who apply for it, and they're entities that bring people to town. So we have a process how we require them to apply and prove to us that they qualify for this money that is generated by people visiting our town.
So the tax is generated, and then the city is able to make grants out to these organizations.
That is
who
true.
Qualify. There was a recent legislative change which applies to building hotels within presumably municipalities. What's that change about?
Right. Well, it's not so much a change, but it is a continuance of something that has been offered to other cities over the past several legislative sessions. Our city manager, Derek Farrell, was aware of this possibility and actually wrote legislation that Dan Flynn's office, our state representative, entered into the legislative process. And after a whole lot of other cities joining in the same process. It ended up the governor signed a bill that will allow 44 cities, including Commerce, to work with a hotel developer toward a new structure, a new hotel that will include at least a 10,000 square foot conference center.
Mm-hmm.
The conference center will actually be owned by the city, but operated by the hotel builder and operator. And what happens, all the 13% of each night stay that is a tax will go to the city to be offered to the developer as an incentive. And then if the developer operates anything retail within the hotel, all but the county's portion of the sales tax is rebated to that developer. It's a huge incentive for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we have until 2023 to work a deal with a developer to create a new hotel and conference center, which would be a tremendous benefit for our community.
Mr. Mayor, it is always a treat to visit with you. Thank you so much for coming.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Mayor Wyman Williams on your station 88.9 KETR in the Blacklands Cafe.